never knew being the female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me, though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. You know, we're on a live show and things start happening when you go live and you got to just figure things out. But that's live, y'all. How's everybody doing, man? Today it's Motivational Mondays and we're here to be motivated or motivate. Today's topic for today is we're going to talk about boundaries. And I like talking about this topic. This is actually one of my favorite topics, aside from speaking about self-love and respect. It just entwines together with that. So when you're self-loving and respecting yourself, you have to create boundaries with people. Not a lot of people like boundaries or respect boundaries or understand what the meaning of boundaries really is, right? So we're going to get into that today. I had a meeting, a group meeting, when Ashley speaks on Saturday. And so we're going to get into this book, Boundaries, right? Our amazing queen leader, Michelle, we're going to be discussing this book. I couldn't wait, though, and I had to order it, and I already have it, because, again, this is something that I deal with personally, right? And this is something that I deal with my clients, too. You know, I'm a healing life coach, and a lot of when you're in the process of healing, you have to create so many boundaries if people are not accustomed to doing that. And so, yeah, so it's when to say yes, how to say no, and to take control of your life. To heal, you need to know, first of all, what's hurting you and how to control it, right? Finding out your triggers, giving people boundaries. A lot of people are not good with boundaries. They just want to do what they want to do with you. Going back to people do to you what you allow them to do. If you don't give people boundaries, they will just go ham. They will do what they feel like doing. And you can't allow that. You can't allow that because that's not good for you, you know. in your development, in your healing, in your growth. We have to have boundaries set in place, whether people like it or not. We're going to lose some friends. Yeah, we're going to be uncomfortable. We're going to make other people uncomfortable when we set boundaries, especially if they're not accustomed to respecting boundaries. But you got to be okay with that because this is about you and not about them, right? So before I go even heavy in, you know, I got to talk about BET yesterday really quickly, right? As an urban Christian woman, I'm always keeping alert of the urban community. Not always in agreement with everything that's going on in hip-hop, but nevertheless, I like to congratulate, you know, the certain artists, especially when they're doing their thing now. Shout out to Regina Hall. She did her thing hosting. Rihanna honored Mary, presenting her with the 2019 Lifetime Achievement Award, followed by the only greatest Mary performance. I was up on my feet. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, Mary is Mary's music is the urban culture of a lot of people's lives, maybe one of them. Like, when I was going through certain things, I always popped in a Mary song, and she just knew how to just, you know, what to say and how to say it, and it was something that I held on to. Music, for me, when I was growing up, was very powerful. That's how I hit. That was my drug of choice, if you will, music. And I used to just, you know, dive into music. Mary helped me in a lot of heartbreaking moment situations. So, yeah, shout out to Mary J. Blige. She definitely deserved that Lifetime Achievement Award. I think she should have got it a long time ago, but that's just me. And Rihanna, shout out to Riri, man. I haven't seen her in a while. She's been doing her thing. But shout out to Rihanna for honoring, you know, she's a queen herself. So I love to see one queen honoring another one. Like, that's just amazing. I love, it's something about when you know where you are in life and you know that honoring the other queen is not going to rob you from what God has given you or is going to give you. When you get that, that's just amazing. You know, that's just amazing. So follow that performance that Mary did. Mm-hmm. So congrats to Cardi B. Cardi B won. Tyler Perry took the Icon Award. So I think that was dope because Tyler Perry's story is very deep. You know, like, he was homeless. He used to live in his car. And while he was living in his car, that didn't stop him, though. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He didn't do a pity party. He started writing plays and movies and all that. And he called that into fruition. He said, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going with my life. And he did just that. So it's just to show you, then he did the largest studio in Atlanta, in the poorest place in Atlanta, to show other kids growing up, like, hey, he did it, I can do it too. And he did it at a later age. He didn't do it at a young age. He was already, you know, I believe he was in his 40s, I want to say. And don't quote me exactly on that because I don't remember his age. I just know he wasn't a youngin', but he did his thing, and look at where he's at now in life, employing people, helping people out, giving people starts and opportunities. So he set some boundaries in his life, and setting those boundaries in his life allowed him to be where he's at now, right? So, yeah, so I just wanted to touch on the BET real quick. I'm not going to get all into it and the whole thing. But I think those were some key highlights in her. That song is amazing. So, okay, I'm going to keep going. So, anyway, so today's topic is boundaries. We're talking about boundaries, people. Boundaries. We all have to have them in place, man. This book in particular is by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And this book has sold over 2 million copies already, probably a little more. Good morning, Queen. Good morning, Queen Melody. Good morning. I see you. Good morning. Queen Salute. So we're talking about boundaries. We all have to have boundaries, man, with our families, with our spouses, with our friends, in our day-to-day, in our business, in our jobs. People will just test you. People will try to do the most. And if you don't have any boundaries in place, people will just run you right through you and over you, and you know, boundaries is key and it's important, especially in recovery. When you're recovering, when you're dealing with healing, when you're trying to heal in your life, a lot of my clients, that's kind of where I start them at, figuring out where your boundaries are, or do you even have any? Because there's people that live their lives without having no boundaries, and then they wonder why they're so exhausted, and they wonder why, you know, people don't respect them, or they feel that people don't respect them. They wonder why people just want to do what they want to do with their lives, and it's because we have no boundaries. I had to learn how to set boundaries. Was it fun? No, because I lost a lot of friends. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some acquaintance. You're going to lose some people. People are not going to like you. And so for people that want to be liked and loved, and they don't care who they're being liked and loved from, this can be an issue for you, because you don't want to set boundaries, because then that person might get mad at you, or that person might not call you no more, or that person might not invite you to hang out anymore. And if that's the case, you don't need that person, and you definitely need to set that boundary, you know? Boundary is just something to keep you afloat and healthy. So we're going to get more into the boundary situation. I'm going to go into music, and then I'm going to read you something from the book that I thought was very interesting. I mean, I'm not going to read a lot of it, as I'm just really starting the book. I just basically got it yesterday. But there is some lot of cool things and a lot of cool tools that you definitely could learn from creating boundaries in your life. Again, so I'm going to go into music and be right back.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth, your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people, God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please, I believe, I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, MAE2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. And so we're talking about boundaries. Boundaries, people. Like I said, you know, once you start talking about boundaries, you're going to lose some friends. You may lose some acquaintance. You may lose people that just are not accustomed to having boundaries or, you know, or respecting people's boundaries. So I wanted to give people a definition of boundaries, if you will, right? If you're confused about what boundaries means, even though I explained a little bit, but so personal boundaries, right? Personal boundaries. Personal boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards them and how they will respond when someone passes those limits. Hey, girl, what's up? Hey, sis. I love you. Good morning. Good morning. And so then, are boundaries and rules the same? No. First of all, I think it's important not to mix up boundaries and rules, right? So they're not the same thing. Boundaries are things you place on access to yourself, your intimacy, your body, your emotions, your sexuality, your person. Rules are restrictions you place on other person designed to change that person's behavior, right? So we're talking about boundaries, man. How do you set boundaries with your partner? You communicate your thoughts with one another. Never assume or guess your partner's feelings, because we do that like, oh, we think they know, we know how they feel or whatever. No, don't assume. Ask. Follow through on what you say. So, I want to stop right here just for a quick second. People say things and don't follow through. People, just like in business. The follow-up is what closes the deal. Follow-up. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're going to call, call. If you say you're going to, just do it. Okay? Follow-up. Follow-up and what you say. Take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility. If you did something wrong, if you lied, if you, what? Listen, own up to it. Hey, I did it. I apologize. I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't thinking. Whatever it is. and know when it's time to move on. Woo. Come on, girls. Ladies, because we're the ones that I think suffer from that a little more than the guys. Very rarely the guys, but I think us more. Know when it's time to move on. Why we don't know when it's time to move on? Why we can't let go when it's time to move on? Why? Preach. What is wrong with us? Not knowing when to let go. Like, we just holding on, we're off, and we got to be like, get off, let go. Let go, let God, man. What is wrong with us? We just don't be knowing when it's time to move on. Stubborn, yeah. A lot of us are stubborn, but even more stubborn, I want to say that a lot of us are afraid. Afraid of the unknown, afraid to start over, afraid to share again, like all our stuff, right? Because we have a plethora of stuff. We just have stuff always. And so when we meet somebody and we share with them and then we go through the whole list of all our stuff, right, our insecurities, what happened to us when we were young, this, that, and the other, and then when the relationship is over, we have to do this all over again. See, we share a lot more than men. Men just share like this much. They barely tell you about their family. They barely tell you about their past. They barely tell you about, you know, what's going on with them. Now, you got to play pet detective. You got to be an investigator and find out. Like, ladies, we be up on it. We be just like, well, let me just Google. Men be like, hey, this is this, this is that. They may tell you one or two things, maybe, and that's if they really like you and if you catch them on a good day. But us, we just be like, it don't matter. Rain, shine, whatever, we just going to tell you all our business because that's how we wired. I don't know why we do that. And that's why then we have a problem when it's time to let go and move on. It's so difficult for us because we have given everything. We have poured everything out to this person, and now we need to walk away from this person. And the time was less than 3 months, and we've been told them all our lives, you know? And I'm not saying keep, right? Keep stuff to yourself, you know, of course, share. But boundaries, right? Boundaries, we need to learn our boundaries. Like, you got to get to know people. Like, there's got to be some time put in, right? You just can't know all my business in a hot month. Right? Because there should be other things in place anyway, right? And again, nothing wrong with sharing, nothing wrong with, you know, you want to be close and tight with the person that you are, you know, whatever, sharing time, doing life with. There's nothing wrong with that. But we don't have to just vomit our life in 2 seconds just because he's listening or makes us feel good, or vice versa. You know, men. You know. I, man. You know, I'm talking to my queens, but this applies to y'all too. Because there are some men that, there are some men. Bendición. Oh, my godmother is on. Bendición. So yeah. So men have vomit in the mouth too. But I'm just going to have to admit it. I'm sorry, ladies, but us women, we are guilty of that. Like, we just let it all out, like if it's confession time. Like, we're at the altar and we're just dropping everything. Listen, leave that for your conversation with God. You know, when you're alone with God, that's when you just spit everything out. But when you're in a relationship, friendship, when you're trying to court or somebody's courting you or you're engaged or even married. Boundaries. There's still got to be a set of boundaries that you put in place. It's just a safe thing to do. Okay, I'm going to go into my phone line and see who's with me now. when I go to my phone lines, people, and I always like to give the heads up. When I go on my phone lines, right, I'm going to call your number. That's how you're going to know that your line is open. And if you don't want to talk, it's cool. Don't hang up. Don't get nervous. Don't hang up. I can't do nothing over the phone to you, okay? Just stay quiet for like 3 seconds, because that's what I give. And when I see you're not talking, I understand that you really have nothing to say. You just want to hear the show. And that's fine. I'll continue to keep you on hold, and I'll continue with my next caller, all right? So now that we got that in place, I'm going to my phone line. 917. Good morning, y'all, with MIE2K. Peace. 917. Hey, that's cool. No problem, right? You continue to listen. Listen, at the end of the day, people, I need you to listen because I'm talking, okay? So don't worry about it. I am feeling no sort of way. If you don't want to talk and if you just want to listen, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. I ain't forcing nobody to talk if they don't want to. That's what I get paid for. All right, hold on. Trying to get on IG Live before I go on to this next caller. Oh, okay. The other caller hung up on me. Okay. So, 718. Good morning, y'all. With MAE2K, please. 718-843. Okay, not a problem. Love it. Hey, if y'all tuning in and y'all listening, that's all good for me. More talk for me. All right, next. Okay, I'm on my next live. 813. Good morning, y'all. With MAE2K, please.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Who's this?
Good morning. This is the one and only poet she is.
Hey, how are you, darling?
Good. I really like the topic for today. Boundaries is really important.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I was going to say that the book is really good. The book Boundaries is good by Dr. Henry Cloud, and it talks about us having boundaries also within our working relationships, family, friends, and also career-wise. And I think that when we lack boundaries, we allow other people, one, to not respect us and our values, but also we don't respect ourselves when we don't have boundaries with other people. And it affects our relationships with the people surrounding us. And we put ourselves in a very unhealthy environment. Mm,
that's so true. That's so true because I recall, and I struggle with this. I struggle with this because I'm the type of person I always want to help other people and kind of always be there for everybody. And then, you know, I go through my depression and all this stuff, and then I can't really get at nobody. I can't get mad at nobody but me because I don't place boundaries in certain things. So, you know, and you're right, it becomes very unhealthy for me and unhealthy for that relationship that I'm in at the moment, right? Because I didn't set boundaries.
Right.
I can't get mad at somebody else because they're looking at me like, well, excuse me, you didn't say no, right?
Right. That's totally agreeable. And I know for me, like, coming in off of friendships, you know, when someone continues to do something and you don't let them know, like, that's hurting me or that's not something that is honoring me, then they're going to continue to do it, and then you're going to get mad and explode at them, but they don't even know. So I think it's all about you honoring, you know, yourself and honoring the people around you, because, you know, you don't want to have it where people aren't aware of what is your boundary, because then they're going to continue to do wrong against you or to,
right,
you know, honor your values.
Right. And in all fairness, that, you know, it doesn't mean that they're being malicious. It just means that you haven't set boundaries, so they don't know.
Right. And that goes to the way that also with family, because I know family can be the biggest boundary. Because sometimes family is like, well, you're my family, so nothing's private, and we're all for one, one for all. But it's not like that at all.
Right. You can't be all for one and one for all when everything is on your shoulder, on one person's shoulder, right?
Right. Right.
And there's some people.
I'm actually.
And there's,
yeah.
There's some people that are not even willing to do the task. So you know what? It's okay to say, you know what? I really don't want to be the one spearheading, you know, this family or this situation, or I'm not in agreement to what you're doing. And no, I'm not going to support you. And hey, don't love me or don't talk to me or whatever. You got to learn to be okay. That's what I said. When you set boundaries, you're going to lose some friends and you're going to lose people not going to talk to you. You ain't going to be their favorite person. But you got to be okay
right.
with that.
No, that's true. And I think when it comes to one thing I'm learning is also boundaries with teamwork and being real about where you're at as far as the team and what how you function as a person. So not everybody communicates the same way. You know, we all have flaws and triggers. So that's a part of understanding boundaries, like knowing, hey, I don't like it when you say certain things like that to me or speak to me that way, or, you know, bringing up something that was in, you know, private, and then you're exposing it to everyone else when you didn't get my consent on that. So just things like that I've learned. And the book Boundaries definitely is a book that is very difficult to read, because not only does it address the areas that you need to work on, but it requires you taking action. It's easy to talk about it, but when you actually have to start setting up action plans and making sure that you're setting up boundaries and coping skills in order to have healthier relationships with people, it's very difficult. And I know when I was doing it, I really struggled with setting up boundaries with people, because you can't be passive. You have to be assertive. You have to be real about it.
Right. And assertive, real, but not nasty. And I think there's a fine line that you can cross,
right.
You know, in doing that. So, like, again, saying that I struggle with that. Sometimes I can do things in a nasty way, and then I got to sit and be like, okay, that's not how I meant to project it. But, yeah, so I'm a victim of that. I mean, I'm guilty of doing that.
Mhm. I agree with that. I think when, like what you said, like when you're not honest about your values and your boundaries, that's what happens. Like, it builds up. And when we don't confront a problem head on, things will build up inside of us and then it'll just come out the wrong way. So that's why it's important when you see something that moment, you know, of course, using wisdom, that would be the time to talk about it. And I think in our relationship, especially today, we're very scared to talk to people about what's going on or how we're feeling. Like, we'd rather brush it under the rug.
Right. Yeah, because there's a lot of us that are very afraid to say something because we know, oh, that person's not going to talk to me anymore, or they're going to unfriend me from Facebook or Instagram, or, you know, they're going to block me, you know, and it's like, really? Like, so you would take someone disrespecting you or triggering you just so they don't unfriend you, or you lose a friend on social media, not a real friend? Like, we got to really, really think about it. Things like what is truly important. Our emotions are important, like the way we feel are important, or we can just, you know, that's okay, just so I don't lose another friend on Facebook, you know?
Right. I agree. I think that's the thing that our youth struggle with too, like, because the Bible says, train a child up in the way they shall go. So it's like, if we don't start teaching our youth and our kids that, by the time they reach adulthood, they're not going to be able to handle these relationships that they have with other people when in their work life, in their personal life. They're going to struggle with understanding how to maneuver through a problem or having to have real talks with people that, you know, that go against their boundaries or values. So I think it's important that we start talking now when our youth are young and in our families too, because even within your family and the household, you can be disrespecting one another and crossing boundaries. And it all starts there. That's where the foundation is. So if we don't set the foundation in the home, then it's only going to get worse outside of the home.
Right, right, and that's true. We think that kids aren't, you know, there's some, you know, the household, there's some, I know for us, Latin culture, we're very loud and very expressive. And when the kids are young, you know, they think, oh, they're not understanding what we're really saying or this and that. But, yeah, kids are paying attention, little, they're listening to what you're doing, and then they are imitating. They begin to imitate that behavior. So although the baby, it may be a baby or he's not even walking or he or she's not walking, be careful, because what you are projecting in your household, this baby is sucking it up as a sponge. And as they get older and they begin to understand more and be in relationship with other little kids or even in their own family setting, all they're going to project is what they've seen and what they've heard in their surroundings, in their household. So, yeah, the home is key and number one. How you conduct your home and the element that's in your home and who runs your home is what kids are going to project right when they have the opportunity to do so.
That's adorable. Well, I appreciate you talking about this topic today. I really enjoyed listening in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you a whole lot, Queen Sis. Thank you for just being the eye-opener to this because, you know, again, this is one of, aside from talking about relationships and self-love, this is one of the other topics that I love to talk about, boundaries. So when you said the book and we're going to get into it, I was like, yes, let's do it. Love it. I need to be challenged.
As always, as you said, she will be heard. And she's definitely being heard.
She will be heard. She's definitely always being heard. Thank you, sis, for the opportunity to be heard. And to be of service, man, to other women. So the young lady, the young queen that's on the phone right now, she is the founder and president of As She Speaks Coaching and As She Speaks Open Mic that I have the pleasure to partner up with and be in the team, man. It's exciting. She's doing amazing things and creating a platform for women artists and men, because men get up on them open mic too. It's not just a woman thing. But the element of it is definitely respecting women and their craft, and the men that go up there do that as well. So King Salute and Queen Salute to all the people that show up. It's every 3 months, but follow the page on Facebook and Instagram, As She Speaks Coaching, As She Speaks Open Mic. Or if you're following me, then you definitely will get the link to it, because I'm always posting and reposting. So make sure that you follow, okay? Thank you, sis. I appreciate you.
Of course.
I'm going to keep you on hold, but you can keep listening.
Thanks, ma'am.
Yes, please. So we have to be supportive to one another, man. I love to come in union with powerful and amazing queens that we are all in the same wavelength, you know. At the end of the day, it's to serve one another, to build one another, to motivate one another, to empower one another, because it's through that we really receive our blessings. Yeah, man, a lot of people's like, oh, no, I'm getting my blessings because I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that for me. Mm-mm. When you start doing for others and you start building and really pouring into others, that's when the blessing comes. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Hey, what up, Matt 357? I see you. I see you. King salute to you, too. Thank you for following me on IG and everywhere. And being a support to the show, because you've been following us for a hot minute. So thank you. I appreciate you, and I see you. I'm going to go into a quick song, because, you know, we got to pay the bills, and I'll be right back.
I'm young and I'm foolish, I made bad decisions, I block out the news, turn my back on religion, don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive, I made it this far on my own, but lately that shit ain't been getting me higher, I lift up my head and the world is on fire, there's dread in my heart, and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe I'll pray. I have never believed in you, no, but I'm gonna pray.
No.
Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am still here today. And I'm gonna pray, pray. Maybe I'll pray. Pray for a glimmer of hope. Maybe I'll pray.
Show Mac357 is on IG. I don't have a problem shutting out other radio shows because that's all love. I love that other radio shows tune in always to support me because I support everybody else. So it should be like that across the board. It's not like that all the time, but the people that really get it, that understand that pouring into others is where the blessing comes from, then, you know, that's why I shout them out. So shout out to the Evening Experience Radio Show. Thank you. And everybody that needs the blessing right now needs prayers. Yeah, listen to that song, Sam Smith, Pray, because everyone prays at the end. You can think that you are running stuff. You can think that you're the one in control of your life. But at the end, everyone has to pray, because at the end of the day, you know who's in control. You can try to think that you're the one in control until everything falls apart. And then when you let go and let God, then you know, like, oh, all right. Yes, so the Evening Experience Radio Show is on Thursday at 5 p.m., Thursdays, 5 p.m. I'll have the link, or if you can leave the link on, not here on this feed, the IG, but on the Facebook Emma E2K feed, leave the link there so people can tune in. So definitely, that's Thursdays. Shout out to Ashy Speaks Coaching and Ashy Speaks Open Mic. They called in, so I had the president and CEO and the founder call in and share her perspective and share her experience on the topic today, which is boundaries. We're talking about boundaries. Boundaries is another topic. Like I said, it's another one of my faves, because I struggle with boundaries. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people like, you struggle with boundaries? You mad direct. Like, you be like, kan, 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 kan. Yeah and no. Yeah, I am, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't place the boundaries where I need to, and then I'm upset. But then can I really get upset at the person that I didn't set these boundaries on, right? And the boundaries should be done early on. Like, you meet somebody, hey, these are my boundaries, right? When you begin to go in business with somebody, hey, these are my boundaries, right? You want to do that from day one, because you let things pass, you want to come back a couple of months later like, hey, you know, I don't like when you talk to me like that, but you've been talking to me like that for the last past 2 years. So, and not to say that it's ever too late to create your boundaries, but know that if you come to somebody 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later and be like, hey, I don't like how you talk to me this way, that person more than likely is just going to stop talking to you or not be around. Or if they're mature enough, they'll understand and respect that and be like, you know what, you got it. You know, if they really value the friendship, if they really value you as a person, they will be like, you know what, yes, I'm going to respect those boundaries, those personal boundaries that you have put in place for yourself. I know that when I became a Christian, there was a lot of boundaries I had to put to people, and people were not feeling it. Because prior to that, I didn't have any. It was like, whatever, just don't disrespect me, because then it was on and popping. But that wasn't really a boundary. That was just like a warning. Like, don't disrespect me. Don't get me upset. Don't mess with me. And then I'm going to handle you. That's not really a boundary. Yeah, as more to like a warning. Boundaries are more like, when you speak to me a certain way, it makes me feel this way. And I appreciate that you don't do that. Or you don't bring certain topics up. Or I really don't want to discuss certain things anymore, or I don't feel comfortable doing it, you know? Boundaries are healthy things for you to have in your life. Create boundaries, people, with your family, with your friends. You know, sometimes, like I said, you let a lot of things rock because you're like, man, I really wouldn't want to lose this person, or I don't want them to unfriend me, or, you know, or delete me, or block me. If you don't respect my boundaries, if you don't care about how I feel, and that can be something detrimental to me, please delete me, please block me, please unfriend me, please don't follow me. You know? Yeah. So, boundaries. Learn to have healthy boundaries, right? And not crazy ones neither. Like, don't be like, oh, if you look at me dead in my eyes, I feel disrespected. Or you got to kind of pick your battles, you know, and the boundaries, you know. Because you want people looking at you, you need to stay home and or walk with something around your head or something. Those extremes, I'm talking about boundaries that really keep healthiness in between the two, whether it be work, whether it be personal, whether it be, you know, I don't know, you just met somebody. You could just meet somebody and already set boundaries, like, hey, no, we won't be hugging. Can you not touch me? Can you not talk to me, like, with your face right there? Those are boundaries because it makes me feel a certain way and I don't want to react a certain way, right? All right, I'm going to go with this last song, and then we're going to go into devotion.
There's a quiet place that gives me peace when I'm alone with you. There's a hiding place. This world.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. We got the last 3 minutes of the show, and I'm going to write to my devotional. So you already know I got to rock the Versace's because I need to see what I'm reading. So today's devotional. On Mondays I always read it with you guys, so I never know what I'm going to read, and man, God's perfect timing. So it's June 24th. Confused? Sometimes when we are seeking answers for a decision, we can receive so many words that we end up having more questions than when we started. Have you ever been prayed for and received words that seem to contradict each other? Have you ever felt confused, either not understanding a word or not knowing which word was truly from God? The scripture tells us that the church of Corinthians was experiencing this difficulty. Having been filled with the Holy Spirit, the saints were so enthusiastic that all kinds of prophecies and revelations were being spoken. This lack of order became confusing for people. So Paul encouraged the saints to communicate their words responsibly. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God has chosen to speak through his people, and that comes with responsibility to declare God's words in a way that produces peace, not confusion. If you are experiencing confusion in your circumstances right now, pray that God gives you discernment of the truth. Read this word and allow this peace to guide you in all things. You see what I'm saying? God's perfect timing always, man. Boundaries. Even God asks you to have boundaries in place, right? If we don't have no boundaries in place, we just can do kind of whatever we want, when we want, allow people what they want with us, and that's not what God has called to do. God is a God of order, not of confusion, right? And when we have no boundaries, confusion is just a part of this whole cipher. So setting boundaries, people. Today, set your boundaries. Sit down and make a list of the people that you need to sit down and create boundaries with. Not everybody should be allowed to come into your life and do absolutely whatever they want when they want in your life. And that's you have to set that boundary, in a loving way. It doesn't have to be in a nasty way, in a loving way. So don't keep holding on to things and then want to give people boundaries and then get mad when they don't want to talk to you anymore because you waited 2 years to tell them, hey, when you yell at me, that I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Like the first time they yell at you, excuse me, I care about you and all that, we cool, but, the yelling, don't call for. Right? So, thank you again. Another amazing Monday. Woof! Out the park. Thank you for following. Thank you for supporting me. Make sure you share the show with anybody that you feel needs to hear it. Thank you. God bless. See you next week. Have an amazing time. And don't be afraid to let somebody unfriend you, delete you, or keep it moving if they're not respecting your boundaries. Set them. Peace.
while you fight for a seat at the table, I'll be down in Atlanta building my home. Because what I know for sure is that if I can just build this table, God will prepare it for me in the presence of my enemies. Rather than being an icon, I want to be an inspiration. So, thank you, BET. So everybody's fighting for. So everybody's fighting for a seat at the table. Talking about, I'm going to go wide out.